Y'all, we really have to stick by something as a people. The reason why Joe Biden could even joke about our vote determining our blackness is because we're so open with our culture. It's like every time a white person does something remotely good, we want to invite them to the cookout. Why? Why is that? How about there's no cookout? Ain't no cookout. I'm mandating that there is no cookout because the people giving out the invites aren't even invited themselves. It's like everybody, whether you got a little bit of melanin or not, think you get to speak up for the black community. You don't. You do not. We're gonna have to admit collectively that this deep-seated need for white acceptance is anti-blackness and self-hate at its core. Y'all, we really gotta become stingy as a people. Stingy with our culture, stingy with our votes, stingy with our money, and stingy with our love, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully over these next 4 years, because we all know what's gonna happen, we will learn something. We will learn that we have to stick together because we are all we got.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuning into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 406. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. Now what I would like to have right now, for all you lazy in season 3 of your podcast but only got 20 episodes, podcasters that don't own your own masters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off so I can show y'all what a real podcast sound like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC. A.K.A. Bipolar Mom, A.K.A. I Hear No One, A.K.A. My Cups Runneth Over, A.K.A. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, A.K.A. My Afro Is My Halo, and my favorite A.K.A. of them all, Your Grade Is Your Motherfucking Grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast readers out there. We really would appreciate it. Don't forget, we got a voicemail where you can call in and leave a message at 347-201-2572. Leave a message. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can join and support all things Nappy Afro. Get shouted on the show like our latest Patreon person. Their name is Tevin. Shout out to Tevin. We appreciate it, Tevin, for your support. And you can be just like Tevin, get shouted on the show if you support the Patreon. Get behind-the-scenes access, get all kinds of crazy stuff, get extra podcasts that we don't put on the Nappy Afro Network, all kinds of stuff over there, Patreon movies. Just go over there, check it out. It's worth it. And like always, the easiest way you can help us out is by sharing it, retweeting it, sharing it to your story on Instagram, retweeting it on Twitter, putting it on your Facebook. Just spreading the word, telling a friend, get the word out there that, man, it's a pretty good fucking podcast, man. So, enough of the pandering. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week has been a little, you know, it's been a little roller coaster ride. For one, as soon as we got off the show, recording the show last week, I had the notion that the pool that we got wasn't completely drained out and I need to go check it out, and went outside and I heard some rustling in the leaves outside.
Mm-hmm.
And in that process, I looked up and I saw a possum. Mm. And if any animals I just don't like, I do not like possums. I think they're very ugly.
Wow. Possum is a euphemism for black people.
It's a euphemism for possum. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I was very nervous, and okay. I didn't want the thing to come running up to where I was, so I figured I'll make some noise to get it to run, mm-hmm. and then as it ran in one direction, I would run in the other direction to get mm-hmm. into the house. So I ran as fast as I could, and trust and believe me, people, I'm not in shape, nor am I a slender person. But that's okay. I took off running, and in my turning around the edge of the house, something slipped in my groin area, hip socket, whatever it is. So for the last almost week, because I feel a lot better now, I've been on the mend trying to get myself together. My legs been elevated, been rubbing icy hot and all types of things on my body, trying to relieve myself of this pain, all because I was scared of an ugly possum and I took off running.
Possum is a euphemism for black people.
Can't be scared of black people because I'm black. Well, I could, but I'm not. But nonetheless, other than that, not much else has happened, but you know, one other incident has happened, but I do have that.
Yes, I can't wait to talk about that.
I got great details at this point. I was contacted back, and we will get into the details of the story. So go ahead.
I can't wait to hear
this. Yeah, I'm ready for it. So but as far how was your week?
Oh, my week was, it was normal, still working, had a nice little weekend. You know, the holiday weekend, Memorial Day came. I didn't go to the beach like, you know, some people did. It was still bike week at Myrtle Beach, so I'm sure the people was out there. And a lot of people, like, this was like the first official weekend where a lot of states were opening back up and people were out and about and almost like normal when it shouldn't be like normal, but, you know, I let them fight their fight. But other than that, man, I'm here. I'm ready to pod, man. You know what I'm saying? So let's get into it. All right?
All right.
First topic off the docket, Joe Biden, your presidential nominee, was on, talking to Charlamagne the other day, and he was, you know, being, you know, rambling Joe, and then Charlamagne, you know, Charlamagne, I get it, Charlamagne, he asked the questions that a lot of them other people scared to ask, so he asked them people like, yo, do you have a black agenda, and you know what I'm saying, he is straight up asking, so I give Charlamagne props on that. And, you know, Joe was answering the questions, and Joe almost got up out of there while he was leaving, because he said he had to go because his wife had to do something. And before he left with a parting shot. And that parting shot was basically, I'm going to paraphrase it, but now I want to look it up.
This is too much for you to just paraphrase.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I don't want to be one of those, man. Where he was like, okay. I found it. Sorry, I had to do that. Okay, so he was like,
if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
And Joe Biden. I did it again.
Yeah, you do it a lot.
Dude, bro, you don't understand. They was trying to hand you the fucking White House. Trump is in the middle of a pandemic, and he's not handling it well. If you are halfway confident, you might can win this shit. But Joe, you keep on fucking yourself up. Whether it's allegations about you groping, being creepy Joe with women, whether it's you getting on TV saying stupid shit, and now you just basically offended all black people, you know what I'm saying? Because you feel like my vote as a black person is owed to you as a Democrat. Why is that? Why do they feel that way? That's why some of them halfway campaign the blacks, because they feel like...
Because they know that we default to the Democratic vote.
Like, why? Like, why do you think we're, like, my vote is proxy, D.R.? Why? Why do you think that? So that's what the first problem with Joe's statement was. You know, I just, you know, because, I mean, does it really... I mean, I get what he was trying to say, but you can't say that shit. No. Matter of fact, I don't even get what you were trying to say. I take that back. I retract my statement. I don't get what you were trying to say. If you got to, because I know some, maybe like, you know, Trump's deal, like I'm like, yo, the last 4 years have been pretty good in my life. I'm going to keep it the way it is. I don't want you coming in here fucking up shit. Whatever person's deal is, the vote, regardless of what their affiliations are, you have the right to choose who you want to fucking choose. That's what the country we live in. But for you to sit there and say, I'm not black if I don't want to vote for you, my nigga. Like, you know how many black people not going to vote for you just because you said that?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Black people not going to vote for you now. Even though they was going to, like, yo, either way, you know what I'm saying? I was going to vote for the Democrat anyway, but now you done said this shit, I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders. They still going to vote for somebody, maybe somebody still on your side, but not you not going to get that vote. And you just, like I said, I told y'all as soon as they said Joe Biden VIP, I mean, Joe Biden is the presidential front runner. I said, oh, well, another 4 years of Trump. Y'all don't hear me. If Trump make it, he out there drinking, what's that stuff he drinking? Hydrochlorothorine. He's out there drinking that stuff. And you know,
he came out and said he's no longer taking it.
Oh, okay. Of course he is.
He's no longer taking it. Of course he isn't.
Yeah, but so I just don't know. So how do you feel about it? I don't want to spend too much time because we are a comedy podcast.
I mean, my biggest thing is the fact that black people are constantly taken for granted. Mm. And that's the bottom line.
Yes.
Whether it be people shooting you down in the middle of the streets, people doing all kind of outrageous things, you know what I'm saying, stepping on your neck. You can easily arrest somebody without having to do all of that extra stuff.
I mean, did you see that one today?
Yeah.
And that was horrible.
It's just too much. Yeah. And it just bleeds into everything else that we do in this country. That's my point. Mm-hmm. Is the fact that, you know, your vote is taken for granted. You're supposed
your
to give it to them.
Life is taken for granted.
It is. And so, to me, I don't know what it's going to take for us to get on track. What it's going to take for us to make a noise here without, you know what I'm saying, basically laying on the sword and killing ourselves for some bullshit. But it's just like, it's too much going on for people to have to live in a society that has nothing to give us but turmoil.
It's a shame because you can do everything right and still get killed.
Yep.
And then they will still blame you for, like, you can do everything right. You can comply. You can do this. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. All of that. And you still could die.
And they don't even, like I said,
you can have on a suit and get killed.
And
you can
get killed.
Like, it just doesn't matter. You can have a clean haircut and get killed. It doesn't, like, it really doesn't matter any day. Like, it just doesn't.
And they don't even look at the fact that you can get, they give everybody else a pass. Mm. Everybody else is, you know, they give them justification for why the person can do X, Y, Z. But when you see us, it's automatically, they're a thug, they're stealing, they're doing something, they're out of place because they're in my space. Mm. But it has nothing to do with anything except for the color of your skin. But again, I say, it is because they know there's going to be a day when they got to pay for their sins, and they have learned. I mean, I'm for real. Because the hatred is a fear.
I don't think I understand. I don't think they think that day of reckoning is ever going to come. That's why they keep
keeping
their knees on our neck, literally, like they had that man.
That's the reason why you have to believe that they're scared of something.
Yeah.
So they, whatever it is, it has you to the point where you are so afraid. And I mean, I just feel like they are afraid of us realizing what we have to offer and for us to take a stand that's going to mean something in their world. And so that day from ever coming, they have to kill us on sight. And that's why we have become the enemy. And but every time we are out somewhere, that's what happens.
I don't think that we'll ever be an entity in their world. They don't look at, like, we are never going to get into their world because they're going to keep us always a level below them.
Exactly.
We're never going to ever going to be on that level. So that's why it feel like I've made this show. I feel like I've made this show like 14 times. I don't know how many times a black person been killed by the police, by whatever. We come in here and talk about it. It's like I done made this show 14 fucking times.
And probably more than that. But it's
and it's crazy because it's like, our audience is not the people that need to hear this. You know what I'm saying? Our audience know the fucking deal. Our audience know what the fuck going on. It's like we need to get this shit above, like, to other ears that need to hear the fucking shit because it's like it's fucked up. Like, every week we come in here, I mean, we start
somebody
talking about Joe
did.
Biden, and then now it kind of morphed into this because, you know, we had to speak about it. Like I said, we are a comedy podcast, but social issues, we got to talk about them. You know what I'm saying? You know, we going to get back to the funny. But, you know, some things just got to be addressed. So bear with us if you don't come here for this shit. But we still going to talk about it. You know, cop in Minnesota, he was responding to a call. He just went too far with it. I mean, I don't know what the man did, but
It didn't warrant that.
Yeah, you sitting there with your knee on his neck. You're telling him he can't breathe. You're telling him he can't breathe. You're telling him, like, repeatedly, he's not, like, fighting you. I mean, at this point, I'm fighting for my life. So if I am resisting now, it's because I'm trying to fucking live. Yeah. So don't call that resisting if you got your fucking knee on my neck and I'm struggling to breathe. I'm trying to live. And then the way he was just sitting there, like he was just like, so
your
calmly.
Whole body,
he was like trying to, he was putting mustard on it. And I was just like, bro, what the fuck?
And I'm just like, they get such a rise out of doing this. And like, it's like, it's heartless.
Luckily, all four of the police that responded to that call have all been fired. They've been terminated.
Only because somebody had to catch it.
But I mean, that's good. At least that's a start. And hopefully they get charges. At least the two that was on camera, they should both be charged with murder. The second one, I say his accessory, because he ain't do nothing. Like, if you sitting there while somebody is abusing somebody and you know they taking it too far and you don't do nothing, you should be charged with it. I don't give a fuck about that blue line shit.
I mean, because they'll charge your ass if you ride in the car with somebody and they doing something illegal.
Exactly.
Or they got some damn dope on them. It's your dope too.
How am I accessory for this stolen car? And I ain't, you know, I'm just not the driver. They can't pick me up. I'm in the back seat. Like, I ain't steal this car. I get accessory to the stolen. Exactly. But you can't get accessory to murder. You were standing right there and you ain't stop them. So, like I said, all four have been fired. And I think that at least two of them should have be charged with. The one that definitely had his knee on his neck should be charged with murder. I don't want no reckless, none of that. Manslaughter, no murder. Because the way you did that shit, that was fucking murder, my guy. And it's inexcusable. And so I'm getting tired of making this fucking show. I'm getting sick of it. And it's like, I'm not saying I'm numb to it, but it was like, damn, we sitting here casually talking about like another man, person losing their life. And it's fucked up. So it's just...
I mean, it's just like
the system is rigged against us. We can't win in this game. Y'all keep thinking y'all motherfuckers gonna win in this game if y'all want to, man. It ain't gonna happen, bro. Everybody talking about, we need to get more people on the inside, and that way we can. They not gonna let these people get in. Why would they let a city hall or whatever council?
But every time y'all get in there, y'all don't do nothing but get bought. So it don't even fucking matter.
They don't understand. Politics is a dirty game. Everybody, you might come into politics with a clean heart, clean spirit. You gonna do that, but once you see the workings of how the machine actually works, you caught up in the fucking system.
Yeah, because you trying to survive in that.
Them people the ones that say they're gonna make these radical changes and shit, they don't make it far because they see that they can't get nothing going against the big system. The system is the way it is and ain't gonna fucking change. I don't give a fuck how many people you think you're going to get in there. The system is the system. The country works the way it works. You are, all kind of deals are talked about over lunch and golf things and everything. All this shit goes on. You're not changing the way that shit works just because you think, our mayor, he's from. No, that mayor going to get in there. Next thing you know, all the parties of interest going to get into his ass. Next thing you know, he done forgot about everything he said he was going to do.
Yep.
He ain't building that community center in the name of the candy lady in your neighborhood no more. It's not going to happen. It's not going to, why? Because ain't no budget for it. Oh, no, the money, we had to redirect the money over there for this and this and that. Like, listen, bro. Or if it do happen, guess who's going to get the contract? Not Leroy's, urban, nobody in that neighborhood going to get the contract. It's going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the system is fucked up. And once we realize that, and there's no way we can play in the system when the system is designed for us to lose. It's just made that way. You might think you are on equal footing as somebody of a different color than you, but you don't understand. They already like 10 steps ahead of you. You got to run up. They running at a fast pace because that pace ain't never stopping. So you slack for 1 minute, you falling the fuck behind. So people, man, I'm telling y'all, man, quit waiting on this savior to save y'all or whatever the fuck y'all think finna happen for the man to start respecting y'all as black people. It ain't gonna fucking happen, man. Y'all just love yourself. We need to start back having business like we had. We had our own economic system, but y'all don't want that. Y'all don't want that. I ain't, you know, I'm sorry. I went in the deep end. Sorry. Whew. We are a comedy podcast, so let's get to some comedy, man. State of Georgia, that's where you're from, right?
That's where I'm from. I rep my city.
All right, well, let's talk about this Georgia man right here. This Georgia man allegedly faked a coronavirus diagnosis to his employer, leading the business to temporarily shut down, and is facing federal charges. Santuan Antonio Davis, 34, of Morrow, that's like 15 minutes south of Atlanta.
That's, you know, right.
He's charged with defrauding his employer after he allegedly faked a medical excuse letter. He has since admitted to authorities that he did not have the virus, according to the press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Atlanta. He was employed by an unidentified Fortune 500 company, told his supervisors in March that he had tested positive for the coronavirus, and emailed a letter stating that he had been admitted to the hospital and needed quarantine for 14 days, the affidavit states. Days prior, the company had told employees that if they have the virus, they should receive paid. They would receive paid time off while they quarantine. So the company's HR person reviewed the excuse letter and observed some indicia of fraud, come on, according to the affidavit. For example, the letter stated that Davis was discharged on November 10th, 2019, months before the purported admission date. The letter was unsigned and it wasn't on an informal letterhead. Okay, so my guy, props. Good idea. Great idea. But my nigga, you got to get the dates right when you doing shit like that. How you going to tell me in March you tested positive for the corona and then the paperwork say November 2019? What the fuck, you was in Wuhan? What the fuck, nigga? You was in China, nigga? Like, nigga. So, bruh, man, listen. Mr. What's his name? Antonio. He got some funny name.
Oh, it said Antonio Davis and some other stuff before it, but... Yeah. That's what I wrote down from my notes. So.
Okay. But yeah, bro, his name is Santuan. So Mr. Santuan, you know what I'm saying? Good idea, horrible execution. You get an A for effort, an F for execution. I mean, the job was going to get you to it. All you had to do was come up with something almost legible. It wasn't signed. I mean, nigga, what the fuck did you think was going
to
happen?
He could have just went to the urgent care and told the people that when he breathed in, his lungs hurt, his chest hurt, and they would have gave him some medicine for the shit that was similar to that anyway.
Yep.
So they might have not called it the COVID-19, but they would have told you you had something, pneumonia or something. And you could have
got away with it.
You could have got something. You just had to spend them $20, pay the copay, and just get the thing done right. But nigga, that's what happens when you're trying to cheat. Cheat.
Get over. Like, my nigga, like, that nigga wanted that goddamn, them 14 days off. That league.
Ain't that serious. But like, see, the reason why is because the people are winning when it come down to the unemployment and the different benefits, the people getting paid, you know, leave with pay and all these other things. People are getting a lot of incentives behind this whole coronavirus thing. So he thought he could chill at the house, get this check, do what he does. Little did he know he needed to be a little more...
Exactly.
Consistent with his doctor.
Like, it wasn't like the work gonna be hard during the virus. Like, the work then slacked off at places. I know the people that are still going to work. The only people that's working hard are the people at the hospitals.
Yeah, that's it.
And retail workers, since they're downtown, they got to clean the shelves and wipe down buckets and baskets and buggies and all that.
A whole lot of,
like, man, fuck
shit,
that.
Man.
I ain't no way in the world I could be a retail worker right now. Because I'd be like, hell no, I ain't cleaning up all day. Fuck y'all niggas, man. So, oh, man. So, Mr. Santuan, man, like I said, man. Great idea, horrible execution. Next time, I mean, damn, you ain't know. No, you work at a Fortune 500 company. You don't know nobody that's a doctor. I mean, come on. Like, then you emailed it. You probably thought you had what off, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would have been like, oh, I sent the wrong one. Wrong letter. Did I scan that one? It must have been saved in my queue. I'm sorry. I sent the wrong one. So, shout out to him. Now you're unemployed. I don't know if you qualify for the unemployment thing, but that's Georgia. They'll fight that shit. You ain't going to get that shit. You're done. Speaking of coronavirus, I have some good news about the coronavirus.
What news do you have, sir?
Scientists believe cannabis could help prevent and treat coronavirus.
My.
A team of Canadian scientists believe it has found strong strains of cannabis that could help prevent or treat coronavirus infections, according to interviews and a study. Researchers from the University of Lethbridge said a study in April showed at least 13 cannabis plants were high in CBD that appeared to affect the ACE2 pathways that the bug uses to access the body. We were totally stunned at first, and then we were really happy, one of the researchers said. The results indicated hemp extracts high in CBD may help block proteins that provide a gateway for COVID-19 to enter host cells. And then her husband suggests, Kovalchuk's husband, Igor, that's a great name, Igor. Like, yo, that's a dope name. If I was a white dude, my name would be Igor.
Is that right? You can't be a white dude for that?
Yeah, like, you can't be no black dude.
Your name by white, nah.
Igor.
Okay.
Suggested cannabis could reduce the virus entry points by up to 70%. Therefore, you have more chance to fight it, he told CTV. I work could have huge influence. There aren't many drugs that have the potential of reducing infection by 70 to 80%. Wow. While they stressed that more research was needed, the study gave hope that the cannabis, if proven to modulate the enzyme, may provide a plausible strategy for decreasing disease susceptibility, as well as become a useful and safe addition to the treatment of COVID-19 as an adjunct therapy. Wow. Listen to this, man. Cannabis is magic, bro. Maybe that's why King Germ ain't been affected by the whole Rona. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been steady smoking through this whole thing. And
you think so?
I ain't had a cold or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, hey, man, them scientists might be on something. Because I smoke high-grade cannabis.
And a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to all my people out there that's smoking. Keep smoking. You won't get the Rona. That's what the scientist said. Being a scientist yourself, this scientist over here is saying this. Do you believe it?
It's not far-fetched, only because of the fact that when you think about, you know, the different effects that come from smoking weed and all of that.
Cannabis.
Cannabis, whatever you like to call it. You dress it up, still what it is. Reefer. It's, you know, it's something that can help with the breakdown. And then another thing is, if you're looking at, like, pain and all these different things that has been used to treat,
mm-hmm.
It also shows signs that coronavirus had some issues with clotting in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find something that would allow you to now be able to be used as an anticoagulant, then that would help solve the problem. So even if you did come in contact, whatever, if you did come in contact with it and it caused these symptoms to occur, if the substance that has already been in your body, like you never stopped smoking almost, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's easier for that to already be there. You taking it, you smoking it, whatever, and it can, you know, if you did even come in contact with it, it's allowing you to be able to recover and not have those symptoms. So it's just, I mean, it's something to think about. It's not something that I say rush out people and go start smoking weed by any means. But if you are a weed smoker, I mean, they didn't know what was going on in the beginning, because in the beginning they kept saying people who smoke shouldn't do it because it gave you respiratory issues. And if you already have, you know what I'm saying, if you already smoke, then that could compromise your system. So now they're saying that it is a benefit. So, hey, you can be in the clinical trials if you would like, because you got a lot going on, sir.
Hold on, I'm about to answer this call online. Brother Trucker, man. Brother Trucker, how you doing? You're live on the Frocast, man. What can I do for you, man?
Live on the Frocast?
Yes, the podcast. Hey, listen, we were just talking. It's funny you should call, man. Scientists are now saying that smoking cannabis can either help cure or prevent the coronavirus. How do you feel about that?
I feel like it can help cure the coronavirus.
No, they saying that. No, they saying that. That their research has shown that it can cure and treat it.
Yeah, what I say about that, I say that that's old news, because cannabis can treat just about any element known to mankind.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, sir. It's, we, our Rasta family, like to coin it, the healing of the nation. You know, it heals the body.
Oh, that's what
that
is?
It heals the nation, huh? Okay.
The healing, we call it the healing of the nation, man, you know.
Okay.
Mother Earth put that here for us, and me and you, you know.
Oh, honey, they said the Indians lost, well, the Native Americans lost everything in that process, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because that was behind the white lie. That was behind bad tobacco. Bad tobacco was once called marijuana, not the actual marijuana.
We use
hemp for many, many purposes in the early days, for clothing, the military used it, and we used it for, you know, healing the body in certain oils, up until the white lie. That a white woman was raped, and she was raped by a Mexican and a black man that was high off marijuana, which was really bad tobacco then, not what we consider marijuana today.
Okay, thank you, sir, for the lesson.
Okay, man. Look, man. Wow. Hey, listen. Hey, y'all can go to his YouTube channel. It's called
apparently something.
His name Nizza Islam. That's y'all can check him out.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, man, I hit you back when I get through recording, bro.
All right.
All right, man. I hope y'all enjoyed it as much as I did.
Yeah, because that was that. He got deep real quick.
I wasn't expecting that turn. He said everything was all good until a white woman got raped by a black man and a Mexican man and said they was high off what?
For marijuana, but it was bad tobacco.
But it was bad tobacco.
I can't with that man right there.
Hey, bro. Like, that was
that's
not.
Your brother.
Hey, bro. That was. Oh, gosh, man. Only on the Frocast, man. When you get just random calls from your family. And, oh, man. So, like I said, I'm all with it, with the cannabis, curing the corona, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, hey, like Doc said last week, hey, man, come get my antibodies. You know
what I'm saying? Hey, come on and get them.
I'm not giving away shit. Fuck that. No, no, no. You can't get nothing. You already want to steal our melanin. And now you want to know, bro.
You want to know everything.
Yeah. That's why they be adopting them little black kids. But, you know, that's another story for another day. Oh,
that's
man.
Why black people need to stop having children that they don't want. Oh. You can't give away no kids to nobody.
Speaking of kids that you don't want, Kristen Bell. She's an actress, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she recently came under fire because... She talked about how, you know, potty training issues with her kids and whatever like that. And then she revealed that her 5.5-year-old child still wears diapers. I want to know, is that trifling behavior or nah?
Okay. And in the words of Joe Biden, if you got to ask that question, you ain't black. Because clearly, this bitch is trifling. Ain't nobody got no business with no kid. Now, unless this child has some issues, I'm putting
that
out there.
Ain't that wrong?
Now, if this person has not been deemed to have any kind of problem,
no issues,
this child should be fully potty trained by 2 years old.
This motherfucker is in school.
He is in school in a diaper. Then that means
first fucking grade.
His ass, her ass, need a beating. Ain't nobody got no business still peeing and shitting on theyself. At 5 and 6 years
five,
old.
You five. Like, what in the world, bro?
Like, you should be uncomfortable, first of all. Your mama should be tired of buying Pampers because
big
the shit
Pampers.
This shit is not cheap. It's not cheap. So that means if his ass pissing when he is awake, I know he fucking the bed up at night.
I think it's a girl.
Okay. She. She fucking that bed up at night. So I know you wearing a pull up to school.
Rubber sheet.
Yeah, but you are investing
pisses,
in a whole
a grown
lot.
Ass motherfucker pissing in the bed,
and the piss gets stronger as you get older.
I hope she's drinking lots of water.
I sure hope so. Not like, no damn juice boxes, right?
I be like, listen, Amy, you can drink nothing but water. No, because last night, you drink juice, it's strong.
Yeah,
smell like ammonia in that motherfucker.
I mean, and I don't see why you, would, as a parent, would not want your child to have gotten the skill under their belt.
Yet. Maybe she's working too much.
No, she can't be.
She's an actress.
Listen, I don't think she's getting that many gigs. And if nothing else, you got a nanny, you probably got some play aunties, your mama, your siblings. You know what I'm saying? Somebody can come in there and help this girl get potty trained. Like, at what point do you not want to get potty trained? Like, if she's going to school, she should be embarrassed that the other kids ain't got a pull-up on. She got a whole pamper on. That don't make no sense. Like... The teachers shouldn't even allow, I mean, because I know where I'm from, the teachers don't allow kids to come to school unless they have a medical condition that requires that they have on a diaper. Those kids do not get to wear diapers in school. Like, if you're not daycare, you are K through whatever, you're not wearing a diaper to school. So, that's just some trifling mess, and you think because you're supposed to be a little celebrity or whatever, that your child don't have to follow the rules, but that's a mess. Because the child is going to end up with yeast infections, all kinds of carrying on. Because I know the heifer got diaper rash and shit. And, I mean, what are you thinking is going to come out of this? It's nothing good. Like, what is the benefit? You can't give me one single benefit of a child 5 or 6 years old wearing a pull-up. None. It's no benefit. None.
She said her oldest daughter at 21 months, we merely suggested that she use the toilet in the other room. And she never wore another diaper beyond that. She said, we were lying in bed giggling about this. My husband and I, like, why does everyone make a big deal out of this potty training? It's so easy. Just tell the kid to use the toilet, she recalled. Then she said, currently, my youngest is 5 and a half, still in diapers.
God, duh. I'm saying, you've been buying diapers for 5 and a half years. You suck as a parent. Mm-hmm. You suck.
She said, you know, every kid is so different. You know what I'm saying?
That's too different. Yeah. That's too different. 2 years. You talking about somebody who wasn't even two yet. You said 21 months. And this grown heifer, that's 5 and a half. Because at 5 and a half, you should be making your own cereal and all kinds of stuff. Turn on the TV, going and tending the little chores around the house, stuff like that. Little simple shit. Like, this bitch can't go to the bathroom. What the hell is going on? Like, I'm really not understanding. Like, you can't go and pee in the bathroom. You pissing on yourself. I mean, she old enough to change her own diaper now. Like, so, and if you that old, you can't be changing a diaper. You need to be going to the bathroom.
So she just said, but she never potty trained her first kid. So she just tell him go in and use the bathroom.
Again, I say, yeah, you a trifling parent. Because I don't care what nobody say, you have to do some preparing of the child's mind that this is where you go to pee.
I know we were saying it gets expensive. She has her own line of diaper products through her baby care company, Hello Bello. So that's why she don't give a fuck about her baby being a diaper. That's why you came up with a motherfucking diaper line, because your kid was still in diapers past two. And you was like, hey.
This, I need some free diapers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Belle, that might be smart.
It's still nasty.
But yeah, I just don't understand kids that, you know, can't get potty trained. Like, and then kids to pee in the bed, bro. Like, that was another thing I didn't understand, man. Like,
and see, I'm going to have to speak up on that because I was one of those kids.
Come on, don't do that.
No, man. I am, because you ain't finna sit here and talk about nobody pissing the damn bed. You don't know how much trauma I endured when nobody peed the bed but me in my house. And I'm 1 of 5. Mm-hmm. So therefore, everybody, the joke was on me. I stopped drinking at 7 o'clock. I would not drink nothing. Oh, Bridget can't have, she can't have nothing else to drink. She can't have it. She can't have it. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, I would piss that bed up. It didn't matter. I would pee 2 or 3 times before I go to bed. I was terrified about peeing in that bed. I did not want to pee in the bed. I had a younger sister in the room with me. We had twin beds. Mm-hmm. Of course, I slept on the bottom. I had to go to the bathroom. I'm talking about she would try to wake me up. My parents would try to wake me up. And by the time they would come in there to get me, I would already have pissed up the damn bed. Woo. I slept in that bed. I'm talking about used to pull them covers off as soon as I wake up in the morning, put them in the wash machine, jump in the shower, wash before I go to school. I mean, my friends, for real, didn't ever know I peed the bed. But hey, some
they
of
do
you
now.
Did. Yeah, some of y'all know now. But, I mean, it was a real traumatic experience. And people would always, even my parents would get mad at me sometimes and be like, well, I mean, you ain't trying enough. You just pee in the bed. You're lazy. Shit ain't lazy. It's something that happens. Nah, I don't give a damn what nobody said, and I'm here to fight for it, because I would not allow somebody to degrade somebody for peeing in the bed, especially when you're somebody who's doing everything humanly possible to avoid that accident. I never wanted to pee in the bed. Never wanted to pee in the bed. I'm talking about I did everything that I could possibly do.
Did you stop drinking at 5 o'clock?
It doesn't matter. It's been so long ago. I don't know, but I don't pee the bed now. Shit. So that tells you clearly something was going on to where I couldn't manage it. And it happened for years. It happened for years. And I mean, it ain't nothing I'm proud of, but hell, it happened. And so with that being the case, I can attest to the fact that it was not because of being lazy. It was for no other reason but the fact that I had no control over it. By the time I woke up, I was already warm and the piss was rolling down my legs in the bed.
Oh, man.
Then I wake up and I'm like, well, shit. Here I go again. I got to get up, wash off, put on some more pajamas, and
it's a rough life.
Yeah, it was. I mean, and I'm just saying, like people say, oh, people pee the bed, they lazy, they just no.
And my grandma was here, grandma gonna make you feel bad about peeing in that bed, boy. Like, hey, boy.
Well, I felt bad a whole lot of times, but hell, it was my life. It was my life, and I could tell anybody, I was scared that my kids was going to pee the bed, because I was like, it's always one. Yeah. Like, in our family, it was always somebody. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, okay, I was the one in our crew. Then I had other cousins who shared my pain. They peed up, peed the mess out of their beds too.
Can't spend night nobody out.
So
you gotta sleep on the pallet on the floor. You come over here, you sleeping on the pallet on the floor. If you piss that up,
you might need to be in the kitchen. You don't even need to be on the carpet. You need to be in the kitchen. You need to sleep out here.
Put that pallet right there.
Yes, I mean, it's just true. And it was something that it used to scare me. Like even I would wake up in the middle of the night, and even when I got older, I was still be scared because it was like sometimes I would have them dreams of being on the toilet. Mm. And I was just like, I can't mess this up. The first night I spent the night with a nigga, I had that dream. And I was so scared, I was just like, I can't even sleep. Because I'm scared I'm going to pee the bed on this nigga. And I ain't pee the bed, you know what I'm saying, in all these years. But that shit just came back to my mind. Like, this would be the worst thing ever to happen to you. Man. You pee the bed and you laying up with a nigga. Like, this shit is, it would be horrible.
Yeah, I only went to bed one time in my life. And I was 24 years old.
You was high?
No, I had that dream that I went in the bathroom. I was peeing
in the toilet. We was together then, Mr. Keys?
Yeah, we was.
I ain't know nothing about that.
This was like 03. This is when I was staying at my mama's house before we got married.
Yeah, but still, I was with you.
Yeah, and so I was having that dream that I was peeing, and I was peeing in the toilet. I peed, filled the toilet up. So then I turned around and started peeing in the little trash can.
Oh, you was just nasty. That's what you was doing.
No, because I needed somewhere to pee. It was full of, the toilet was full of pee. So I still had to pee, though. So I turned around and started peeing in the trash can. And then I realized, like, hold on, I'm peeing in the trash can. And then I woke up, and when I jumped up, and I took about 2 steps, and I felt something warm. And I said, oh, my God. That's how they peed the bed. I said, a grown-ass man, bro. I was just like, this some bullshit.
You sure,
like,
you ain't had a wet dream?
No, man. I ain't never had no wet dream, bro.
I mean, I don't know what that is. Like,
I don't think I can bust a nut without jacking my dick. Like, it's not going to happen. Oh, you know God, what I'm saying? And I'm just, excuse me, arousing myself. I don't think it's just going to be, Like, no, if that happened to you, you got some tender dick meat over there, bro. Pause. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, like I said, I know a couple dudes say when they go to strip club, they put a napkin in their pants, bro, because they said they just be busting on themselves when they begin lap dance because the girls. And I was like, nigga, like, what in the world? Like, a woman can grind on you and make you bust? Like, what
that
the?
That mean you must not be getting that on the rig.
Or you got some sensitive meat down there, bro. Pause. You know? But yeah, man, so, like I said, I don't know how we got on that topic about peeing the bed. But listen, we want to hear your pee the bed stories. If you peed the bed, let us know. If you didn't pee the bed, let us know. I want to hear at least 5 pee the bed stories on the voicemail this week. Just call the voicemail, be like, yo, man, you ain't got to leave your name. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to leave your name.
You ain't got to be shamed either.
Don't be shamed. This is a safe place. We won't shame. We won't, call you a piss pot or none of the things like that. My grandma would call you, oh, piss pot. Sit your pissy ass down.
I done peed the bed. I played with fire. Those two of the things, man, on the list of a serial killer.
Hey, boy.
So, and I'm not one. So, clearly, I'm all right.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, we want to hear some pee the bed stories. So, call in. Let us know your pee the bed stories, man. So, Queen Jern, let her know she's not alone.
Well, I know I ain't alone. I had a whole lot of them in my family. Yeah. So,
how would you handle the situation? All right. Let's say, you know, being a celebrity that I am, you know what I'm saying? You can see out in the blogs, you know what I'm saying? King Germ in a sex tape with another woman. But, you know, I'm bringing home the bacon. You taking me back?
No.
What?
I mean, my thing is, people don't understand, at some point in your life, money can't matter. Mm. Like, you got to get to a point, it ain't even that you got to have so much money. It's just that the fact that you realize, like, I can't be bought. Mm. And even if I have to have nothing or very little to prove that point, I need you to know that I know my worth, and that right there ain't acceptable. Like, especially, like I said, you do all that talking about you don't cheat, black men don't cheat, blah, 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 blah. For you to be in a sex tape, that means not only did you commit an act, is that you were negligent enough to allow it to be recorded.
What if I ain't know it's being
recorded? It doesn't matter. It should have never happened. So if there is something, that's horrible. Like, and now I got to piece my life back together knowing that you done gone and publicly humiliated me and our children. Mm. No, I can't. I mean, I got to teach my children something, even though it's going to hurt me. I might want to take you back, but hell, I got to show my kids something. They can't know my daddy out here making sex tapes with motherfuckers and my mama just crazy enough to keep him because, oh, the nigga
they've been married together.
The nigga make a lot of money. Because you done fucked out. You, hey, fuck our relationship. If you out here fucking abroad on tape.
But I didn't know.
Listen, you did it, though. You fucking her. So if you fucking her, bro, I'm for real. No, okay, no, so it ain't nothing.
People, what we talking about, we talking about Snoop Dogg here. Is this little IG model, thotty, whitey, itties. Her name is Selena Powell. She's a well-known groupie. This is what they said, not me. She released footage of herself engaged in sexual activity with a very married Snoop Dogg. She shared the video on her OnlyFans page and was charging people $29.25 to have access to it for 30 days. The contents of the video are unclear, but Powell assured potential customers that it contained sucking and fucking. You know what I'm saying? Her words, not mine. Like I said, she announced it on her Instagram. Then Snoop's wife made a... Snoop hopped on Instagram to publicly express his appreciation for his wife. So Snoop already knew he was in trouble. So he goes on, thanks for the kids, loyalty, stability, and the ability to deal with me on my worst days. You are appreciated. Already in damage control, Snoop. And then the wife, you know what I'm saying, she makes a post. She said, don't ask me for relationship advice because I took the nigga back 81 times. Woo! Woo! So if you took me back 81, you got to take me back 82. I'm just going to be real. Like, straight up. Straight up. Heck yeah. Fuck that.
I mean, my thing is, everybody got, you know what I'm saying, you got to be able to draw a line in the sand and say what the fuck is the limit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So 81
it can't
might
be no limit.
81 might be no. My limit. Mm-mm. 81 might be my limit. But the thing is, again, in that case, people have to learn to have respect for other people. If we say we in a relationship, it shouldn't matter how much money you got. It shouldn't matter how much clout you got. It shouldn't matter whatever you got going on, because the rules don't change for you. If this is the rule of our relationship that we're going to be together and we're going to be faithful to each other, then hell, all that other shit, it don't matter no more. But when you, if we agree to the fact that we got an open relationship, that's what we agree to. So that's our thing. But you can't sit here and tell me that I think or we've agreed to a monogamous relationship and then you out here fucking people and I'm supposed to just be cool with it because you know that if the shoe was on the other foot, that shit wouldn't fly with you. And that's always because the person who think that they doing the most, like I'm sure she may have done something in her life, but as far as it being as financially lucrative as what Snoop has done, you feeling like I don't want to leave him because I don't want to lose nothing. But at the end of the day, he know he ain't going to lose you because shit, he got the money. And that ain't cool because if I know that I love you and I don't want to lose you, why would you do somebody that bad? And if you done did 81 things that I know about, you done did 81 things that I don't know about. So I don't think I can stay. I know I can't.
Gotcha. But if I was 81, I'd be pushing for 82. Like you don't have to, you know.
I mean, you clearly don't want to be with me.
I do want to be with you.
If you've done 81 things that I know about.
I just can't stop being me. That's what he's saying. He's just like, yo, I'm Snoop Dogg. Like, I can't turn down a good party.
You could turn down some pussy. I ain't saying turn down the party.
I mean, the party turned into pussy. Like,
no.
You got to understand, man. Like, when you that high of a celebrity, girls just pull your pants down and just.
And start fucking you.
Yeah. Like, that's what happens. Okay. And it's like, before you know it. And you know what I'm saying? Like. That's why I'm glad I'm just a lower level celebrity. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not up there with those guys.
Like I said, it at this point in my life, like I said,
being married to a celebrity well, you know what I'm saying? You don't get caught up in the masses or nothing like that. So.
I mean, hey, I'm willing to act a damn donkey now. Don't get it twisted. I'm willing to fuck some shit up.
You handle it well, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to call yourself a celebrity, that's fine. But I don't see it like that. But
I mean, because you're married to me. Of course you know that. I'm just,
I don't see the, I don't see the caliber of celebrity that you could be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my thing is just simply, if you know what you're into, do what's right. And the thing is, the older you get, some of the shit shouldn't even amaze you like this. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, how many times can you mess with somebody else? Okay, new pussy. All right. Wow. Okay, great. But how you figure that somebody want to still be dealing with you and you still dealing with the shit that y'all dealt with when y'all was 20, 30, 40? Y'all too old for this shit. Like, you gonna fuck around and die on one of these broads. What the hell you think? And your wife gonna get all your damn money. So.
Yeah, she deserved it.
I mean, yeah, she would have deserved it. But all I'm saying is, how do you feel like Why do you think it takes so long for you to grow out of something like that? Like, that's sick. Like, you should have had, you should have gotten enough notches on your belt till you feel confident enough to go through the rest of your life with this lady that has clearly showed you that she loved you if she took you back 81 times.
I mean, you know, hey, like I said, man.
That's
Some men are misguided.
men are just nasty.
I mean, it's just, I just.
That's all it is.
Some people are weak, man. They don't know how to control themselves, and it's sad, man. It's, but, you know, hopefully they work everything out. You know what I'm saying? Take them back 82. Y'all, you know, y'all perfect for each other. Y'all been together for so long, man. So don't, can't just leave over no stuff like this.
Yes,
man.
You can.
No, man.
Yes, you can.
It was a lapse of judgment, man. Somebody.
And see, that's the thing. People want to be able to excuse their bad behavior. Let his wife go out there one time and do some shit she ain't got no business
to. He got to now. He got to.
No, he don't.
He got to. He have to just to get her back. He got to let her. He like, babe, just go ahead. You know.
And she not, because that's not what she want to do.
Oh, I bet she is. She going to go find some old sorry goddamn blood. Like, you know, Snoop or Crip. She going to go find an old Piru ass nigga. Just bang them cheeks up. Make Snoop mad. They're going to be on the Su-Woo while he hitting his old girl.
And, really, nigga?
And the tape going to come out. He'll be like, see, now how that feel. You know what I'm saying?
And she ain't going to blow up herself. When you get to be a certain age, that shit don't even, like, that back and forth. I ain't got to do you one just because you did me one.
But see, when you older, you more calculated, and you doing it out of spite more than emotion. So if you were younger, it'd be some emotion involved to it. When you're older, it could be calculated, like, yo, I'm just going to go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're older, you more decisive about what you like.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know that's not what you want to do. Like, why am I going to fuck some random person just because I want to make you mad? I don't want to make you mad that bad. What I can do to make you mad is to get my shit and get the fuck up out of here, because we done been together for so long, I can get half of your shit anyway.
Why do you think that?
I know that.
Why do you think you can have my shit?
I know that.
Why you that like... Okay. Like, but anyway.
I know that. I know that. I know that. So I'm not worried about that. I'm leaving, because the people already done let me know I can get 50%.
Who told
so
you that? Don't,
nigga, we done been together for over 10 years. We've been married for over 10 years. These people done been married for what? Probably 30 years? Ain't no way in this world I'm finna walk away. I'm not finna deal with your shit when I can have half your shit already.
How do they decide who gets half?
If the lady ain't making no money, she got to be able to get some money.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, okay.
Oh, see, you getting dragged in.
Yeah, I got dragged.
You always
like,
tell me, it ain't you. You okay, when I say you, bad. I'm talking about I'm the sorry. Man. You say man, and you're talking about the women.
I got caught up there,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, because you clearly trying to do some shit, but I'm going to take half your shit, too. Just so you know. Yeah. So tell your people to make sure they save a couch for your ass, because you got to get the fuck up out of here. Yeah. Yeah, you talking about, so, how you going to get half my stuff? Who told you that?
Yeah,
watch and see. Watch and see. Because I'm going to get me. Trust that. Play with it.
Wow. Well, let's move along.
Yeah.
Because that went somewhere where I did not want to go. I'm sorry, people.
You play too
much. I apologize about that. I got in my feelings. I was in my bag. I'm sorry. Black sitcom tier. I saw this on the... interwebs the other day, and I thought this would be a great little topic for us to talk about on this here podcast that we do every week, called The Frocast on NappyAfro.com, starring King Germ and Queen Germ. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And this is the best of black sitcoms in tiers they did. So I'm going to start with the low tier of black sitcoms. Okay, they got The Game, Corey in the House, what does that say? The Parenthood, The Carmichael Show, and Webster. I think they disrespectful on that bottom row, because The Parenthood was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Webster, I mean, I don't understand how that's a low-tier show, but I guess, you know, if you look at it in 2020, the white man was the savior to the young black man. Then he had a disability. You know what I'm saying? So they was really the white saviors. They was really doing their due diligence in their neighborhood. So, yeah, you might be right. That's the low-tier show. So, yes. So, okay, I don't know about The Parenthood. I thought it was pretty good. I just hated the little dude's hairstyle.
Yeah.
He had a horrible, like, them little mystical braids. And then he had that old Not the Mama face, man. That was the only thing. The Carmichael Show, I didn't watch that. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't either. So.
Then the mid-tier. Now, they got a lot in this mid-tier. They got Family Matters, What's Happening, One-on-One, All of Us. What does that say? The Something Show. Mm. Wow. Malcolm and Eddie, Eve, Moesha, the Steve Harvey Show, The Parkers, House of Pain, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and I don't know what that says right there. The Sinbad Show.
Oh, that's what that says?
Yes.
That like said cursive writing to take you out.
Yeah. They don't teach it no more. So, yeah. So, as far as the mid-tier, Family Matters was a mid-tier show.
I thought Family Matters was up there.
I did too. I thought Family Matters was up there. I'm sorry. I don't agree with Family Matters being considered mid-tier. Then What's Happening? Mid-tier? What's Happening?
That's some white people put that on there.
Something, man. Who made this? Some millennial must have made this.
Yeah, somebody that don't know no better.
You know, then the rest of them I can agree with being mid-tier because they all seem like the little WB, CW shows. Like all of them was on like on the same network. But Family Matters and What's Happening, I think they should be moved up to top tier at least because that's the next tier, top tier. In this top tier, they have My Wife and Kids, The Wayans Brothers, Everybody Hates Chris, Sister Sister, That's So Raven, Girlfriends, The Jamie Foxx Show, Smart Guy, Black-ish, The Jeffersons, and Kenan and Kale. Okay, for top tier shows, I'm gonna go ahead and take Black-ish off. That's not top tier. It's on a top tier channel, but it's not a must watch in my house.
It's definitely not one in mine.
So I'm not gonna make it a top tier. Sister, Smart Guy, definitely not top tier. Definitely not. We gotta drop Smart Guy down. Girlfriends, I mean, everybody, they got a cult following, so I'm not going to say nothing bad about that. And then Everybody Hates Chris. I think that show should be up higher.
It's not in the top tier?
It's in the top tier, but I think
it's lower in the top
tier. I think it should be moved up because that show was damn good. If you didn't watch Everybody's Hate Chris, man, go back and do yourself a favor. Go watch that show. I promise you, your rankings of top black shows, especially black family sitcoms, will be
adjusted. Yeah, Everybody Hate Chris. That's the bomb.
That's a good show. The Wayans Brothers, I mean, I give them right there. Everybody in there I'm cool with. I mean, Kenan and Kel, their show alone, I wouldn't call it top tier. I mean, I would drop them down a level. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else, I can agree with. next level is the God tier. These are the GOAT shows. These should be no questions asked. These shows should be undeniable. So let's see what they got on the God tier. Martin. Of course. Like, you got to have Martin on there. I mean, even with the bad fifth season, you still got to include Martin on the list. All right? Good Times. I mean, besides having a toxic black mother on that show.
How she was toxic?
She raised three kids in the projects, didn't ever want they aspirations to never leave the projects. Like she's
not toxic. I wouldn't take it that far.
Hey, look, go back and look how bad of a parent Florida Evans was. Look. She was a horrible parent.
She didn't do nothing bad to them children. What did she do to them?
Everything. She beat on them. Look, she ain't still no. She didn't steal no rights in them or nothing like that.
That's why she beat them.
JJ was like, man, come on, man. She didn't do right with them, man. She didn't do right with them. And then, like, when the daddy died, she like, man, come on, bro. Like, she didn't prepare them for the real world.
And they used to cook and clean. That's it. All that stuff around the house and make sure her husband felt good and make sure the children were doing what they were supposed to be doing. Nah. It's hard trying to manage all the people.
Nah, bro. She listened. And then, since we talking about Good Times. What did Willona do? She lived in the projects with them. She ain't had no kid. How the hell she was living in the projects?
She had somebody child in it.
Then she got Penny like through the she adopted because somebody was beating on her or something. She was a foster kid. So yeah. So
she might have had lots of different foster children. What was Willona? Willona
was dating drug dealers. She was always fly. She ain't had no kids in the projects. Willona was either selling. She was something going on with Willona, man. But you know, RIP Jeanette Dubois. You know what I'm saying? But
you talking bad about the lady?
I ain't talking bad. I'm just asking questions. The Fresh Prince of Bel Air, of course. That's on the God level.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a dope show. I mean, it was a time where, you know, we saw a fluent black family on TV. Mm-hmm. Like, just like they had money. Like, Uncle Phil had dope. It was always a question, who had more money? Who had more money? Uncle Phil, Bill Cosby, or George Jefferson? Like, who was the richest? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Uncle Phil lived in Bel Air. He was like a big-time judge. He lived in Bel Air. But George Jefferson had a deluxe apartment in the sky. He had businesses across town in New York City.
I cannot.
But Bill Cosby, Cliff Huxtable, was a damn doctor that had a brownstone in Brooklyn. Like, the man, like, owned a house that was big as a motherfucker because apparently it had about 5 bedrooms. It had a backyard. It had a fucking office on the side. It had a downstairs. Like, this house was huge. So, I don't know who had more money. Comment who y'all think had more money. Let's get back to the show.
We know who ain't got more money now.
A Different World. I need to go back and watch A Different World because I was too young when I watched it, and so I didn't really, a lot of stuff went over my head because, you know, they had a lot of issues. You know, I mean, I understood it, but I think I need to go back as an adult and watch it, and I probably would appreciate it more. Like, I liked it, but it was just like a spinoff of The Cosby Show, and it was...
Yeah, but I loved it because it was talking about college, and I just liked it. Yeah,
was you like one of the people that thought Hillman was a real college when you was little? I did, too.
I did.
I thought Hillman was a real school. Then somebody had straightened me out, like, yo, it's not a real school. I was like, oh, it isn't? You know what I'm saying? But I figured it was up there near Howard and Hampton. Uh-huh. Hillman must be up there somewhere. Because Hampton right there, Howard right there. So Hillman, it's got to be somewhere up in there. You
but
know
I
what
liked
saying?
It. Yeah, okay. It made me excited about going off to college. It was like my, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, your vision in your head of what it's supposed to be like and all that. So I really enjoyed that.
So yeah, that's why I said I think I need to go back and watch it as an adult.
We can look at some of them tomorrow.
Then we got The Bernie Mac Show. Listen, people. Bernie Mac put a great show up. I love it. You know what I'm saying? It was a spinoff of his joke about him adopting his sister kids, the three kids with the issues. And he made a great show out of it. And I like the way he used to talk to the camera, like, America, like, that shit was dope. And, you know what I'm saying? So The Bernie Mac Show, I mean, God tier, I mean, I guess, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but if you look at what it's against, you know what I'm saying? It's some tough competition, man. So, but I agree. Living Single is on there. Living Single is one of the most important shows in the history of television. Do you know why? Mm-mm. Do you know a show called Friends?
Yep.
Friends is a white show that broke blockbuster numbers. Mm-hmm. You know why?
Why?
It stole Living Single's story. Mm. So if you look at it, if you look at the same people, you can look at who's this person in Living Single, who's this person on Friends. You can go by and see who's who. And they just stole the idea and bam, bam, bam. What do you know? One was on Fox, one was on NBC. One was, you know, getting this many ratings. One was, these people, Ross is this and who's Ross? And I don't know. Ross is the only person name I can remember from this show. I never watched it, but I just remember them talking about Ross all the time. But yeah, he was a doof. But yeah. Living Single spawned that. So Living Single got to be on here just because of the impact of show that it was. You know what I'm saying? Did you watch Living Single? Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite shows.
Okay.
Yeah, me and my sisters watched that a lot.
Yeah. I used to have a crush on, what's the one?
Sinclair. Yes. I know you always like the ugly people.
What you mean? Sinclair and Max, boy, I used to like...
Like I said...
Max used to be so wild, crazy. He used to be like, she's so mean. Ooh. Mm. You know? So, yeah. So, next show. Again. Sanford and Son.
Nah, I love that show.
Like, I mean, I even watched it when they had the white dude that lived there. Remember when it was... Yeah. When Lamont had moved. Was it just him and Lamont, or was it... Yeah, it was Lamont and him. What was it, Lamont
and
Fred?
Was he really white, though?
Yeah, that fat white dude used to live there with him.
I guess so, yeah.
Like, it was like the new version of Sanford and Son. It was like a more modern, it wasn't modern, but you know, it wasn't the 70s, yeah. Because I couldn't remember who he stayed there with. Hey, people correct me, man. I know he stayed, I can't remember, was it with, it had to be Lamont.
Yeah.
Or was it Fred? I can't remember. Check and see who was on the Sanford and Son, who was the white guy. I know who the white guy was, but who was he staying there with? I think he was staying there with Fred, though. I really do. Because I don't think Lamont was in it. Or was Lamont in it? I can't remember. But Rollo was always my favorite character.
I bet. You're talking about.
Yes. You know. Rollo was always my favorite character on Sanford and Son, man. Because he was just. I mean, he was. It's like he always stole the scene, man.
Berkeley. I mean, he up in there with Fred.
Oh, so he was there with Fred. Okay, so that's what it was. So he was there with Fred. But yeah, man, Rollo used to always steal the scene, man. So Sanford and Son most definitely is on the God tier just for the Fred and Esther back and forths. the Lamont.
He just died last year.
Yeah. Urala.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was dead. The fat guy, Dennis Berkeley.
Hey, man. This is, hey,
2013.
Some ghosts out there.
My bad.
I mean, the way Freya used to go at Lamont. I mean, it was just a great show. Like, so, you know, you got to, and then it was just the start of it. Like, Quincy Jones might have something to do with that. What's your boy named Paul Mooney had something to do with that. He was right.
That was a really good show.
It was a great show. You know what I'm saying? A great show. You know what I'm saying? And so that's definitely on the God level. And then the last but not least, The Cosby Show. Say what you want about Mr. Cosby, but he did a great thing with The Cosby Show.
Say what
show.
You want about him?
Yes.
The facts are the facts.
The facts are the facts. But as far as The Cosby Show, you have to celebrate what he did. I mean, he did make a note to never show black people in negative light in any of his shows. And you know what I'm saying? And that was something that was needed at a time when we was just all in fucking gangster movies and bullshit like that. I mean, I don't know why black people love that street culture so much. I don't understand. Like, why the street culture, our culture? But hey, you know what I'm saying?
That's the only thing we got.
I mean, but it's not even ours because they don't even let us do the street shit right. We can't start no mob. We can't have no family that's been running for hundreds of years. La Costa Nostra. We ain't going to get this.
Oh, my God. Costa Nostra.
Yeah, hey, look. They like big meat up and shit. You know what I'm saying? They won't let the black mafia family. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, bro. So, you know, that ain't going to happen. But yeah, but Bill Cosby, The Cosby Show, man. Listen, man. That ain't, you know, like I said, one of the great shows of all time. I mean, yeah. A lot of great moments when they did the little baby, baby, baby. That
and I
show.
Think that's mostly, that is one of the best, you know what I'm saying?
Challenge when he threw the little stuff down and the tap dance episode. Man,
it's a lot, boy.
When P.O. got the ear pierced.
TV and look at it. Yeah, and
when she made that fucking shirt. And Gordon Gartrell.
Like,
Gordon Gartrell was long as a. Listen, man, so Cosby Show definitely is a God show because it was amazing. You had a doctor and a lawyer in the house together. I mean, just think about the God dog, boy. Woo! Shit. Your mama, a lawyer, your daddy, a doctor. Damn, delivering babies. Damn, Cliff, boy, he working, she working. Woo! Boy, five kids. Now, how you become a lawyer and got five kids? Like, and then, woo, man. This is amazing. So, yeah. So, great shout out to The Cosby Show, man. I think they covered all the shows, bro. I don't think they missed out on anything, man. They had just about all of them. They might have missed one or two, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think they did because they even had Corey in the house on there. So, if you know Corey in the house got in, he ain't even been out long enough. He ain't got no stamps in his passport, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. So, yo, I hope y'all enjoyed us breaking down this TV tier. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed it. I love talking about stuff like this, man. When you see stuff like this, man, send it to King Germ, man. I talk about it on the damn show. And just for y'all people out there, when you see that GIF word and talk about a picture, it's pronounced GIF, not GIF. So, y'all people stop saying, oh, you see that GIF I put up? No. It's a GIF. Thank you. Public servant announcement over. It's TV talk time. Queen Germ, did you watch any TV this week? Did you watch Insecure like you promised? Uh-oh, it's lashing time. Here
I
we
did
go.
Not. And y'all know it's fake because
she took it like a G. She took it like a G. She took it like a G. Yeah. See, that's how it is. That's that get right. Yes, sir. Now, why didn't you watch Insecure this
Because
week?
You didn't turn it on.
I watched it.
You didn't turn it on in my room.
Where was you at?
Hell, I don't know.
I watched it in the room with you.
I must have fell asleep.
You must have fell asleep. Well, on this episode right here.
I'm going to watch it for real for next week. I promise. I will.
Okay, so next week, if she don't watch, two lashings.
The nigga ain't finna hit me.
Two lashes if she don't watch the show next week.
Y'all ain't got to never worry about that shit. It won't be no more shows.
So this week on Insecure, this was basically like the Molly episode because the episode picked up with Molly sitting in the restaurant where she's seen Issa. Issa got back in the car, you know what I'm saying, and dipped. So then that's where it started. Then, you know, her and her boyfriend went on a trip.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
They went on a trip to Mexico. And then, you know, they was there having a good time, met up with some of his family. And, you know, Molly kind of get into it with his brother about, because she had went to the cabana to get a towel, you know what I'm saying? So the lady was like, can I see your key card? And so, you know, Molly went straight with the racism, like, you didn't ask them white people for the key card. And she was like, I mean, it's just policy. I need to see a key card to get a towel. And she's like, I'm a guest. And then her boyfriend's brother just so happened to be walking by. He showed him a key card, got her the towel. And, you know, when she got back, you know, she was explaining her situation about what happened. And, you know, she said she only did it because I was black. And he was like, well, I mean, how you know it just wasn't a policy, like, that she needed to see her key card to get a towel? He's like, how you know she just wasn't doing her job? Like, why you had to run to make it about color? And then, you know, Molly was offended. Like, that's exactly what it was. They going back and forth. And, you know, basically she told her brother, like, her boyfriend's brother, like, fuck him and all that shit, fuck off or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they end up, you know, the next night, I guess they just hung up. They ain't going to hang out with the brother, nothing like that no more. They went their separate ways because it was all buddy-buddy at first. But then after the blow-up, you know, they kind of just chilled. You know, Andrew, he kind of took her side, you know what I'm saying? So I guess that was good, you know what I'm saying? That he showed, like, yo, I got your back. Because she was like, you know, y'all don't see it that way. And he said, what you mean we don't see it that way? She's like, not you, you're different. Basically saying, like, he gets it or whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. You know, but the only interesting thing happened, not really interesting, like Nathan called him, I guess, because he was having some issue getting the garage door open. And then it just so happened that Issa was at Andrew's house while he was out of country. So, you know, Molly kind of seen that, rolled her eyes, and, you know, they kind of did some, you know, whatever. You know, it was one wild scene where she was just like, I guess eating booty is now mainstream because she was like, she got on, she's like, now eat this ass or whatever. Now I'm just like, oh, hell. Here we go, another COVID outbreak, you know what I'm saying? And the funny thing about Molly, she's a virgin in real life, but she plays a loose woman on this show. That's crazy. So every time you see Molly and being wild on the show, just know that she's a virgin in real life. But yeah, man. So Insecure, like I said, this episode was pretty dope. You know, I ain't gonna say pretty dope, but it was pretty good because it just kind of showed like another side of it. Just giving more character development, depth, and all that, you know, artsy fartsy shit y'all people want me to say. But yeah, that's all for Insecure. I did hear that it's a movie on Netflix called John Henry. Did you watch it?
No, I have not.
I heard the shit was fucking trash. They got Terry Crews playing John Henry, and they say Terry Crews made John Henry look weak as a motherfucker, man. They say he got ludicrous in this movie. They were just like, this movie was not fucking good. So if you watch John Henry, let me know, is it as trash as they say it is? Because everybody online is saying the shit trash. I haven't met one person that had anything good to say about this movie. And Terry Crews, I know you blackballed in the industry, but this ain't it, champ. This ain't it. You can't go out there and disrespect John fucking Henry. Nigga, you got your balls played with by 5'6" white man in front of your wife, nigga. You can't play John Henry, nigga.
You can't play nobody.
You can play Little Richard. You can play Little Richard, but you can't play John Henry, man. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Lil Richard.
Y'all gonna say don't do
that. Shout out to Lil Richard, man. RIP, man. Legend. You can play him in a movie. You know what I'm saying? But you can't play John Henry.
I mean, he big, that's all.
I mean,
that's all.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get through the Mayans. I've been watching that. You know, I'm a Sons of Anarchy fan, so the Mayans is right in line with that. And I'm gonna tell y'all something real quick about the Mayans, man. They fucking intro song on the show, that shit got layers to it. Like, them Mexican people throwing bars at y'all, and y'all ain't, it's going over a lot of y'all heads, man.
Oh, is it?
Yes. I mean, hey, just go listen to the theme song from the Mayans, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Listen, the song is garbage, the way he's singing it. But if you listen to the words, man, they saying some real shit, bro. So, yeah, so check out the Mayans. If you like Sons of Anarchy, check that out. And that's about it, man. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to bore y'all to death about all the other shit I be watching, man, because we still got some.
And things. I did finally finish the what the thing was.
What the thing was.
With the people stealing in the, what I told y'all I had started watching.
Oh, you need to tell us. You told us.
I told y'all you should remember what I said.
I can't remember everything. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. I'm not Shaq.
Who?
I'm not Shaq.
Okay. But whatever. My thing.
The Money Heist. Oh, congratulations. You was watching something the other night. What that was? Last night you was watching
101 History is what I was watching.
Oh, that was pretty dope.
I watched quite a few of those.
I'm going to go back and watch that because they had some stuff that caught my attention. I was like, wow, they're talking about Rob Blagojevich one time. I seen them talking about They were talking about a lot of little.
No, that one was the trial by media is what I was watching. Talking about those cases.
Okay.
But the history one-on-one thing was talking about those like different things happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, man. So that's our TV talk right there, man. We ain't going to ramble on because Beezy hates it. Shout out to Beezy. He added to this, man.
What's up, Beezy? You know,
he hates when we ramble.
Did you make my shirt, though? No.
No, no. But, you know, that's another story for another day. It's that time of the week, man. HBCU confession time. Like I tell you people always, we get these from the HBCU Confessional on Twitter. You can go follow them, HBCU Confessions, and read some of the wild shit that we be seeing. And this week, this one says this. I fucked my best friend's boyfriend in her room and bed knowing she would walk in. It's payback because she wouldn't give me answers to an exam because she didn't think it would help me in the long run. This is what happens when you're a bad friend. Hampton. Hey, listen. I don't want no bad friends in Hampton. So she wouldn't give you no answer to an exam, so you gonna fuck her, man.
That ain't even an equal. Like, the punishment outweighs the crime. Like, are you fucking serious? Like, you mad at me over some petty shit when your ass should have just studied. You over here plotting on a nigga. Man, like, for real? I mean, he wrong because he shouldn't have never did it. But at the same damn time...
If you ain't married, you're single.
At the same damn time, you don't fuck nobody in my bed. I know that for sure.
Man.
That's a game that you just don't play.
I mean, look, man.
It ain't no excuses for that. That shit is nasty. She's
so if I fucked on the floor, would that made you less mad?
It wouldn't have made me less mad, but you disrespectful because you're in my bed.
So
you're in my bed.
So if I'm on the floor beside your bed...
All I can tell you is fuck somebody in my bed and see what
I'm
happens.
I'm asking you a question now.
I'm telling you the answer.
If you're the friend... In this situation, or you're the girlfriend and whatever, whatever.
You walk in on somebody fucking your man.
So if we was on the floor, would you be less mad than if it was on the bed?
Yeah, just for the sake of argument, yes. Because you would not be having sex with the person in my bed, in my sheets, where we fuck. If you at least show me that she's not on my level.
What if I put a blanket down?
No blankets. She not on my level. So in my mind, and we talking about my college mind, and you talking about me as a person who could be in college and dealing with a nigga. This is what I'm not going to deal with. I got to at least feel I'm superior. I can't be your girlfriend and this broad getting the same privileges that, you know what I'm saying, that I'm getting or whatever we doing. Mm. So, no, yeah, she got to be on the floor. She got to be wherever. She can't be in my bed. Mm. So, no, you don't cross the line.
Have you ever walked in on your...
No, never.
Well, okay.
Never.
It's traumatic. You don't want to see that.
I ever walked in on what, my person having sex with another person? You could have never been in that situation.
I have been in that situation.
Okay. When? With who? The girl you cried over?
I was probably about 18, 19.
With the girl you cried over?
Heck no.
Okay.
No.
The girl you cried over, that's why you cried over much that day too?
You keep saying that, but...
You did.
I'm gonna let you
I was there.
I was there.
This ain't what I heard. This is what I saw. This is what I felt. This is what I lived through. Always in the shadows of this other woman.
I don't know why you...
I got to try to prove myself.
You didn't have to.
How the hell I end up in a situation like this? Wow. I should have left when the door was
like
open.
I said, we got that from the HBCU Confessional. Y'all can go find him on Twitter.
Shit.
Check out some of the things that we get from there. It is time for our latest segment. Who the baby need to be beaten on this week?
I'm the truth, nigga. Not the mouth. Me. Dolo. I'm the truth.
Now, who is it?
Do you have somebody the baby need to be beaten on this week?
I want it to be you, seem like, every week, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I do.
You got somebody.
The baby needs to beat on this Louisiana teacher held on child rape charges with her sheriff deputy husband. They're being sued for serving students cupcakes tainted with bodily fluids. So four civil lawsuits have been filed against Dennis and Cynthia Perkins, accusing them of serving students cupcakes tainted with the husband's semen.
I mean, like, why would they think that would be cute?
Cynthia also showed a student sexually explicit images and took pictures and video of the girl. The couple were arrested back in October when authorities found a photo of the pair naked with a minor. Dennis, who was fired from the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office following his arrest, was indicted on 78 felony counts. His wife, who resigned from junior high school teaching job the day she was arrested, was hit with 72 felony counts in the indictment. So, wow. Jesus.
Well, what was the difference in what she did and what he did? Because it's 72 and 78. So she got six less charges than him.
He an officer, so they could probably
do something else.
Yeah, they
him.
Could do some shit about the officer in there. So, man.
I mean, I just don't understand that. Like, why do you have to go so far with these things? Like, if you like If that's what y'all like.
Well, he got the MAGA. He got the MAGA glasses, suntan. He had Oakleys on.
I'm done.
Yes, sir.
I just don't understand, like, why you got to do all of that. It's nothing sexy about kids anyway, so I don't understand why you playing with these people.
I mean, but why? Like, I wouldn't serve nobody no shit like that. That's nasty. Yeah, like, why? Bro. I mean, like, I just. Even when I worked in, like, fast food places, I couldn't serve nobody no food out of trash can. I used to be like, man, y'all niggas nasty, bro. Like, that's not, I mean,
I would never want to eat that.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want to poison nobody because I feel like the wrong person going to get in there. Yeah. Like, it's not going to be.
It's going to be the kid. Yeah. Or like, somebody grandmama going to get the bag.
And, you know what I'm saying? Like, the person that it was intended for, they might not eat, like.
I don't
even
eat this.
So, that's why I'm like, man, nah, bro. So, I just wouldn't poison nobody, man. So, yeah, the baby need to beat on them because you don't do that nasty ass shit. Yeah, why would you? Like, then you a nasty motherfucker. You want a nut in the cupcakes and the icing. Oh, my God, you a nasty. Oh, man. People are fucking disgusting, bro. Disgusting. So, yeah, the baby need to beat on them, man. So, baby, do that bop on their ass. Thank you. Well, it's Keep It 100 time, man. Queen Germ, do you have a Keep It 100?
And I got to Keep It 100. I'm going to say it like this right here.
Let's hear it.
Due to the fact that, you know, Gmail is such an amazing way, or you know what I'm saying, emailing platform, your boy put me in an awkward situation.
I did what?
So, I'm gonna just lay it up here like this, and I was doing an honorable thing, taking care of my family, going to the store, running errands in the name of love of these people, right, that I live with.
She's setting the stage.
I go to the checkout.
She's at Sam's Club.
I'm at Sam's Club now. I've been...
Mind you, pause your story. Just for me to say this. Last week, I just went and paid for a new Sam's Club membership. I just renewed it. That's all I did. Okay, go ahead.
So, in this process, I get to the thing, and it say, do I want an email receipt? So, you know, they're going to print it anyway, because you got to have a printed copy to get out the damn door. But this is the thing. I see an email address come up there on the screen. It ain't mine. It ain't his. He don't know nothing about it. I don't know nothing about it. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I even waited a couple of extra days to help him fix the problem so that I wouldn't have to go crazy. So in this process, I decided, I got the email now because the email was on the screen. Email this person to find out, get to the bottom of it. So I did. So the person has agreed that I can call them so that they can tell me what really went on.
This is some bullshit.
So I'm going to call the person right now.
I don't believe this. Oh, okay.
And just like I thought. Just like I thought.
This is bullshit.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I'm trying to get in touch with Justine.
This is she.
Okay, you remember the other day I emailed you and you said that I could call you to ask you to get a little more clarity about what was going on with my Sam's Club card. So I'm just trying to find out how come your email address is attached to my Sam's Club membership?
I don't know.
You don't know? So how you don't know when it came up when I was trying to check out the other day?
I don't know that little team membership. What
I'm going to
do with it?
I mean, like, I understand it ain't the one that you get no points for or you ain't got no credit card for, but it is a membership. So if your name on there, that mean that you had my card or you had access to my husband's card?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? How you not sure? But your name is, your email address, full email address is attached to my membership.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what happened. So what happened? Tell me what happened now, because I'm losing patience. You and him getting on my damn nerves.
Are you your Sam's Club card to go to Sam's and get some cupcakes?
For what? For your churn?
No. I don't have children.
Oh, okay. So who the hell you get the cupcakes for then?
I
Tell the truth now, because see, I can't deal with too much more of this. Tell the truth, because see, this is y'all, he over here laughing, you over here stuttering. Who did you buy the cupcakes
for?
This
is so fake. I ain't seen worse acting since I watched the episode.
Who did you buy the cupcakes for?
Yeah.
Just tell us who you bought the cupcakes for. For real.
Chocolate
and Solange.
Oh.
So, and I thank you. I thank you so much for calling, but let me call you. This is one of my students.
Oh.
I let her borrow my car to get cupcakes for our ball, and I completely forgot.
Oh.
So when she must have put her email in there, when she purchased the cupcakes using my card, that her email address has been in there the whole time. But she wouldn't use her first and last name like a normal person. This heifer used her first and middle name. So I saw the first name, but then it still didn't dawn on me. But then when I put it in the search engine, this is how I found out that she was the right person.
Okay.
Her Facebook page pops up in my tracking down of the thing.
Interesting.
So then I knew at that point that she was the person and it wasn't nobody else. Thank you, Justine.
Okay.
You too.
Okay, now that was a great story. So let me hear. Let me hear where we
so
all
the
came
real,
here.
So the real story
we don't care about all that. Won't you do?
King Germ want an apology. That's the real story.
Be with the first woman in the history of in podcasting history to admit that you was wrong and say you sorry right now. Be a trailblazer. Show other women it's okay to be wrong and apologize to your mate when you wrong. Let me hear it. If you're not going to say that, I don't want to hear nothing else.
You won't hear what the fuck I got to say I did all that to obviously apologize because I didn't want to tell the truth, I wouldn't let her tell you that that's the reason why her name was on my arm.
I wasn't worried about it at all. I said, because I don't know what's going on, so I ain't worried about nothing. Nothing. That's why when you came to me about the situation, I wasn't sweating it 1 second. I was like, yo, don't have nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah, it's not me. I ain't got to worry about it. But did you get your clarity? That's what you going to tell me when I went to the damn store. Did I get my clarity? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got my clarity because after I had gone and emailed it and found out who the person was.
Let the people hear what you
came to say. That's a private thing. I
want to hear it on air right now. If you can't give it to me on air right now, you can save it.
I'm finna save you.
I want to hear it. Let me hear it.
Okay. In this situation, where the
don't.
Sam's Club car, if you just shut the hell up so I can talk. Now, I'm going to say this one time, because I ain't saying it again. Now, in the case of the email address being attached to my Sam's Club membership, I thought something fishy, something funny was going on. So after my further investigation, I found out that it was someone that I allowed to use the card, and it was their email address that did not dawn on me at the time. So all of the allegations and all of the stressing out and all of the kind of cold shoulder type stuff that I did to you, I apologize because I should have never came at you without hardcore evidence, but it was enough for me to have some type of feelings and some need to investigate, but it was not on your doing. It was on mine, and I apologize. I hope you can forgive me. I was wrong.
100.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So,
moving right along to the next topic. Winners and losers. Keep it 100.
I got to keep it 100 times.
Yeah, keep it.
Because like I told y'all, hashtag BMDC.
Anyway, you got to think about that shit because niggas do cheat.
I ain't want to Floyd it up.
Yeah.
My keep it 100 this week, man. BZ posted something in the group chat this past week. It was a horrifying scene. It was a man that got, basically what I want to ask y'all new niggas today, y'all letting women put y'all in the buck? Because I'm starting to see a lot of videos of these women mounting the dudes, got their legs cocked back, they riding the dick with the man legs cocked back, and I just don't understand how you could look yourself, your woman in the eye after she do that to you. She done snatched your soul. And so I just want to know, young niggas, do not let these women do you like this. In this particular video, the man was like in a tent. And you know what I'm saying? And she was just abusing him in his tent. She even repositioned
herself. She was not abusing him. She was getting that dick.
Hey, and that was abuse.
That was not abuse. Niggas be wanting to try to add. You want them to be aggressive. You want somebody to tell you that they want you. She probably was telling him all kind of good stuff in his ear.
She had that man legs cocked back like she was about to change his diaper. And she
that
was riding
it. That nigga dick was hard. He was enjoying that mess. Man. The nigga had his arm in a sling. He had a whole cast on his hand. That man, he couldn't do nothing else. It wasn't nothing he could do.
Fellas, don't let these women do you like this, bro. Stop it.
100.
If you around here doing that, stop that shit.
That girl said, me love you stop long it. Time.
Y'all let stop me. That.
Put them legs in the air. That's not how it goes, bro.
So what you telling girls, you feel it all in your stomach?
Uh-huh.
Your legs shaking. She's sitting there riding you. Your legs shaking.
Yeah, about to give out.
She hitting your head against the headboard. Come on, bro. She smacking you on the butt. Fellas, don't let
that. He wasn't doing it. That girl was making love.
That's what they doing. That's what they doing. That girl was making love. They slapping your cheeks. They ride you. Pow, pow. They hitting you. They choking you out. They got their hands around your waist. They sitting there. Come on, man. Fellas, man.
That looked like some good loving right there. I ain't even gonna lie.
Stop it, fellas.
Minus the tent part. If we was on a bed, that would be all right.
And then she ain't had the self-respect to do that to him on a bed. Like, damn, nigga.
That lady said she needed something sturdy and hard, so she was on that ground. Wow. That floor was holding him.
Man, sad day, bro. That's not happening. See, that's for y'all little niggas, man. Y'all little niggas around here getting dominated like that. Big niggas, man.
But they might like it. If the people like, if that's the sex they like, why you hating on it?
I'm not hating on nothing nobody like. I'm just saying, dudes, don't be letting these girls change your diaper out here, bro.
He was flexible. That nigga legs was up.
Don't let them do it.
To the window, to the wall. That nigga was in it.
Y'all niggas that's under 200 pounds, be careful, because these girls might try to start goddamn...
The niggas is liking it.
Jumping y'all. Yeah, see, I told you, new niggas is, you know, but...
The niggas is liking it.
That's my keeping like 100, man. Men go back to being men. Women are the new men. Good gracious, that's sad for you.
That's not what you want.
Winners and losers time. You got any winners and losers?
I guess I'm going to have to say my winners are going to be the Hertz top executives.
Winner.
Because apparently they were paid over $16 million before they filed bankruptcy. So they always getting over. They don't want to give us a second stimulus check. But at the same damn time, y'all letting corporations, you know, get bailouts and file bankruptcies and all types of bullshit during this time. But yeah, they obviously winning because before they, you know, shut everything down, they was passing out bonuses like it wasn't nothing. So I wish I was getting one of them checks, but hey, it is what it is. Hurts, top execs.
My winner, man, is Cold Hearted Cam.
Winner.
Who is Cold Hearted Cam, you saying?
I'm not.
Cold Hearted Cam is the dude that the baby beat up in the Gucci store last year, right? You remember that? When he knocked him out. So he came out and said that all that was fake. He was paid by the record company to fake this fight, and he had a 1-year gag order, so he couldn't speak nothing on it for a whole year. And so the year was up, and now he's out there speaking his truth. He said he ain't like the way that they was in there flexing like it really happened. He was like, now you know that shit was fake. You know it was staged. You know what I'm saying? They paid me money, you know what I'm saying, for it. So, you know, he's my winner for exposing the baby. The baby, if this is true, I think it's a chink in your armor, bro. I think it's a chink in your armor, yes, man. And I'm not a baby hater. That's what Beezy gonna say. You just hate the baby. No, I don't. Losers, you got any losers?
Yes, I'm gonna have to say all of the people who were at anybody's beach this weekend.
Loser.
Like, that's, hey, y'all the problem. And therefore, y'all are some losers because people taking, I mean, I saw pictures where whole families, kids, mamas, grandmamas, all y'all at the beach, like, the shit is good. And it's not. I don't care where the hell, what coast you on, ain't no place safe right now for y'all to be in that large of a gathering. Some people want to say that the disease ain't living out there in the salt water and all this other bullshit. The shit ain't under control when we have yet to go more than 3 days in any place where there has not been a new case. So anybody who's still playing and thinking that this shit is for play, y'all my losers. But yeah, all y'all who was at the beach this past weekend.
Oh, man. Well, I got two losers this week.
There you go.
One of my losers, man. People who keep getting beat up by people in wheelchairs, man.
Loser.
I done seen like 3 videos in the last week of somebody getting beat up by somebody in a wheelchair. And then I also know of somebody in a wheelchair that's beat up on people. And I just don't understand. How do you get beat up by somebody in a wheelchair?
But you can't ask that question without thinking about the fact that a nigga in a wheelchair is one of the strong, like, upper strength. They one of the strongest motherfuckers
But I'm not going to let you get close to me.
You playing in my face. You got to get close to me when we fighting. So if you came to me and I'm in the wheelchair, you already vulnerable because you done had to get on my level. So then when I swing at you and I clock your ass real good, hey, you down for the count. Because they giving it all they got. Them people is real strong up top. You don't think so? I'm going to get somebody in the wheelchair to whoop your ass.
Okay. And you going to get somebody in the wheelchair to turn the fuck over. That's what the fuck going to happen. That same nigga going to be sitting on the ground. Him and his little skinny legs. Be,
see what I'm saying? You don't go too far.
Nah, he going to go too far when he try to swing on me. Fuck out of here, man. You gonna send an assassin. You gonna send a paralyzed assassin for me, girl. Stop it, man. You know to save me. You come for the king, you better not miss.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, man?
Well, who your other loser is, nigga?
My other loser is Aisha Curry.
Loser.
Aisha Curry, she just, the other day, she posted a picture online. You know, like, I ain't gonna say it was like last year, year before that, Aisha Curry was like, yo, she was shaming women for showing their body online and saying how women shouldn't be showing all that and they should say that for the one they love. So she got dragged for that. Then she came out last year. I don't get the type of attention that I want the type of attention my husband get from other guys. She says that. And so now she goes on this journey and she done lost all this weight and, like, I don't know, she looks ridiculous to me, but she posted a picture online the other day in a bikini for that attention that she won't have dressed like she shamed them same girls that she shamed. So you're my loser, Aisha, for succumbing to the pressure. Like, you got what you wanted. I hope Steph is at home happy now. Like, see, that's what you wanted. 500,000 likes, a million likes on Instagram, you and your, you know what I'm saying? So, but I did hear a funny line. Somebody said Steph hit threes off and on the court. Ooh, tough.
I'm not happy about that.
Yeah, man. Mm. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, my loser, Aisha. Sorry for that last joke, Shorty. I know I shouldn't objectify women and all that stuff. But it's the Frocast, Shorty. You know you're going to get a little bit of poison with this candy.
We got a little bit of crazy.
You know what I'm saying? We don't get medicine. We get candy. And we put poison in the candy.
My God.
Yes. Well, man. That sounds like it, man. Only thing left to do is ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and anybody and everybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city, nigga.
See?
My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to B-Eazy, Sol Ray, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, J. Williams, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Ruler Myself. I said Rick James Bitch already, correct?
You didn't, I don't think.
Well, Rick James Bitch, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Amazing App, Dragon Lady, Texas T, anybody over at that site to fuck with the kid, man, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to Sleazy the Black Farmer. Shout out to Chuck the Gambler. Matter of fact, no, I'm not going to put Chuck. He's disheveled Chuck. He would say some stupid stuff. So shout out to him. Anybody else to fuck with us? Oh, man, excuse me. Shout out to the good brother 12 Kyle, the 12 Kyle Podcast. Shout out to Dr. Brasem and everybody at Dr. Brasem Network. Disrespectful motherfucker MJ. Dr. Cam, the light-skinned assassin, and that truck driver, K. Lizzo, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my brothers over there. The Mad League, man, it's a new season. You know, this new draft class we got coming up, it's all Hall of Famers, so I think this is going to really shake up the league. This is going to really shake up the league because there's some talent out there, and there's going to be some beasts on other people's teams. Like, we ain't all going to get the good players. There's going to be some niggas that's going to be on some teams you're going to have to play that's going to fuck your ass up. And this is like, I think Doc done unleashed the animals. He don't know what he done did. He done unleashed the animals in the zoo. Like, man, this shit about to get nuts. So, yeah. So, that's all we got going on over there. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Man. Like Rachel I said.
Show? Oh, sorry.
Rachel Show? Go ahead. No, we do Rachel Show last, right?
Yeah, whatever you want to do, baby.
Okay, that's what we do last. Like always, don't forget.
Whatever you want to do, baby.
Like always, don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on show. Yada, yada, yada. Y'all know all that. Don't forget about our Patreon. If you join for as little as a dollar, get exclusive content provided to you by B-Eazy. I mean, not him. It's not content of B-Eazy. It's
If you got to pay a lot more money to get a couple of pictures.
I mean, B-Eazy, look. If you shoot your shot in the DMs, man, he might be with it. You know what I'm saying?
He might be.
You never know. B-Eazy, like, depending on the day, you know, if he need $10, $20, you know, he might send you a picture, bro, if that's your thing. You know what I'm saying? He specializes in toe pictures, feet pictures. He's, you know, that's what his thing is. You know
what I'm glad you know it, but okay. Moving right along.
Don't forget, man, like I said, the Patreon. Don't forget to share this stuff, man. Let everybody know this is a dope show, man. Man, we did 406 episodes of this.
Yep.
And, you know, every time it seems like it gets better and better, man. So, rate your show.
I'm going to have to say I was a
9.1. I'm going to give it a 9.4. I appreciate the live call. You know what I'm saying? The apology. If it would have been a little bit more groveling, like I wanted you to really be sad for what you did. Because you jumped the gun. And you know what I'm saying? Listen, when are you going to ever realize?
I'm not. Because when you.
Time out. Let me finish.
You asked the question. I answered it.
No. I ain't finished the question.
Just see what the hell
I said, when are you going to realize it? Every time you bring some evidence and it's not true, that you're going to be like, maybe I just got a good nigga. And he ain't that nigga. He ain't the one I think he is.
And I'm going to tell you.
Because his rap sheet been clean for a long ass time.
It hasn't been.
Long ass time. Clean rap sheet.
It hasn't.
Clean rap sheet. Immaculate.
It hasn't.
Not on probation. Ain't even been arrested or nothing.
Okay.
Ain't even been stopped by the police.
Okay.
You heard me.
Okay.
Clean rap sheet.
Yeah.
You heard me.
You just might be a little bit better at it. That's
no,
all.
I'm not better at it at all. Yeah. I don't do anything.
You do something.
Mm,
I done caught you when you on the.
You ain't caught me nothing. I ain't been doing nothing.
When you was on the line talking about somebody was your dream girl and you was trying to holler at her and all that.
Oh, you talking about when you hacked my email?
I didn't hack your email. That means a reckless nigga did not log out that shit because I don't hack nothing. I don't know nothing to put in there.
So you went on my email and then I said my drink. Oh, you talking about the email between the guys where I was just like, oh, now
following her. I'm following her on every social media platform.
That's evidence?
That's you lusting after some other woman.
Lusting?
Hell the fuck yeah.
Wow.
If she looked good enough for you to, y'all didn't even want me to have any social media. Only thing I got is Facebook. I don't have Snapchat. I don't have Instagram. I don't have none of these other things.
Mm-mm.
But you trying to tell me.
You got extra phone numbers.
So what?
Oh, okay.
That's for my job.
Okay.
Yeah. So since you in my home.
I wasn't in your home.
Yes, you
I
clearly
about,
was.
I knew about
you
it.
You clearly was.
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't.
Yes, you was.
No, I didn't.
Look at how niggas want to. Oh, and you got extra phone numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you call my job, that's the number that's on my job.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Call my office phone number and see what it say.
Okay.
I'm not
saying nothing.
Yeah. But you threw it up there as a way of deflecting off of you.
Ain't nothing to deflect
off of. We talking about
me.
You.
Ain't nothing to deflect
off of
me.
But why would you feel compelled to mention that if you didn't feel like I was attacking you and I was getting close to something?
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, you know, if we're going to put it out there, you know what I'm saying, let's talk about it. But
that's a phone number for business.
Okay, hey, whatever kind of business you run on that number. That's
see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
I didn't say nothing.
Now it's whatever kind of business I run, and you're going to try to come at me all kind of sideways.
It's
but the facts are the facts.
But what facts are the facts?
The facts are the facts.
Yeah.
I said you were in there talking, and that's when you
and that's
your,
to the fellas.
But that's when you your truest
fellas.
Self. That's when you your truest fellas. Self when you talking to your niggas. You ain't gonna never come to me and say, oh, I like this girl. I'm gonna follow her on these social medias.
What's wrong?
You're never gonna come to me and tell me that shit.
I mean, because you don't care.
Because I would nut up. So you already know that. So why would you even disclose that information? But you would tell your friends because that's what's really in your heart. That's what's in your heart.
That's what you do to your friends.
That's what's in your heart.
So do you tell me what's in your heart? Did
yes.
you talk to your friends?
Yes.
No, you do not.
I tell
no,
you everything.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I tell you everything.
No, you don't. But like I said, so my show would have been a little bit higher had I got a little more groveling.
I wasn't going to grovel because I could see if I did something to
hey,
harm
we
gotta you.
We got to get out of here tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can.
Like I said.
We
anyway,
can argue. We can
we
argue.
We are. So go on and shut it down. Tell them what you said. 9.4 and what else? Come on. Good night.
You heard what the queen said. This your boy King Jern.
And this your girl Queen Jern.
And we out this bitch, man.
Yes. Peace.
Peace. See y'all next week.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Good night.
Maybe, maybe not.
God bless you. Walk with faith. Not with hate. Watch out for Karen. She'll call the police on you.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com